April 17, Rejoicing in the Word. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. There is constant need of patience, gentleness, self-denial, and self-sacrifice in the exercise of Bible religion. But if the Word of God is made an abiding principle in our lives, everything with which we have to do, each word, each trivial act, will reveal that we are subject to Jesus Christ, that even our thoughts have been brought into captivity to Him. If the Word of God is received into the heart, it will empty the soul of self-sufficiency and self-dependence. Our lives will be a power for good, because the Holy Spirit will fill our minds with the things of God. The religion of Christ will be practiced by us, for our wills are in perfect conformity to the will of God. Some who profess to have true religion sadly neglect the guidebook given by God to point the way to heaven. They may read the Bible, but merely reading God's Word, as one would read words traced by a human pen, will give only a superficial knowledge. Talking of the truth will not sanctify the receivers. They may profess to be working for God. When were Christ among them, His voice would be heard saying, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Such cannot know what true religion means. "The words that I speak unto you," said Christ, "they are spirit, and they are life." John chapter 6, verse 63. Jeremiah testifies to the Word of God, saying, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." There is divine healing in God's Word, which the so-called wise and prudent cannot experience, but which is revealed to babes. "The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." Psalm 119:130. If this word is enshrined in the heart, it becomes the treasure house of the mind, from which we bring forth things new and old. We no longer find pleasure in thinking of the common things of earth, but say, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Verse 105, Review and Herald, May 4, 1897.